Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beit So Daf Yud Zayin in the Art Scholars of Hodor edition. Perek Rishon, starting Halacha Aleph in the middle of Amud Aleph. Sug the Mishnah, B'shamu Oimrim, Eim Mishalchim B'yom Tov Ela Monos. Yolanda said, what is Yolanda said to his friend? Only prepared pieces of meat. But a full animal that you cannot send, that's not Tzorech Yom Tov. You could send animals alive or already shechted. You could send to his friend. It's all tzorech yom tov. You could send wine, oil, and flour. But not unprocessed grain. It says even unprocessed grain you could also send. We'll see in the Gemara why. If he has a very big thigh, or big piece of meat for a big animal, then you can set. But if you have a small gdi, which means a small goat, that you cannot set. I mean, it could be it's a much smaller piece of meat. So what if it's a full animal? So the one I viewed, let me stop with toyano. I mean, all the chamis say you're not allowed to is you have to carry the animal on your shoulders. But if he's able to pull it, so the same you could pull the animal to feed the animal, you could pull the animal to bring it to your friend. Rabbi Shayo Rabu Omar Labyudun Nasio. He has Rabbi Nasi. Shamas Mavik, did you hear from your father? Tanegos Muto Lataltalo. Did you hear from your father if you're allowed to carry a chicken? Says the Gemara, what's exactly the question? Because he's going on with base. If you could shecht it, so of course you could carry it. And if not, says the Gemara, all chickens are ready, you're prepared to be nishchat. So you'll be able to carry all the chickens. This is what we're discussing. If it's not prepared for shechita, he designated that, this specific chicken, not to shecht it. So in this case, are you allowed to carry it? He answered in a whisper. The answer, you're allowed to carry, like we see over here in the Mishnah, that you're allowed to carry it. Why are you whispering it? I heard it in a whisper, so I'm giving you the answer also in a whisper. And the Charedim explains, because ain't more you can. You say quietly, meaning it's only between us, you're allowed to, but you don't come and do this Hoyrua Seter to the Rabbi. Ketuz the Gemara, Tani brings a Braisa to explain the Shita of Reb Shimon that he allows to send grain. So Mishalchim Chitim, you could send wheat, Shemachal Asisiyos. So Asisiyos is a type of food. It's some, you grind the wheat in a certain way and eat it that way. And it doesn't have to have the full grinding. It's only a little bit, so you could do that in Yom Tov. Poil, which is beans. You could send raw beans. Shumachal Nadiyos, or the Gersa Rav Chaim is Ludiyos. Meaning people that live in Lud. And that's how they eat the beans when they're raw. Seorim, what do you do with barley? Shemachal behemo. You can feed it to an animal. Look at Tani b'shemim shemim lechol nefesh av nefoshes behemo b'chlal. Because we bring a brayso. The Shem it says that not only you can make food for yourself, you can make food for animals as well. Also, the Shem in keshitas Rebbe Kiva Rabboi. Shem goes in the shito of Rebbe Kiva as Rebbe. Kvod Rebbe Kiva oma lechol nefesh av nefoshes behemo b'chlal. When it says achas yaseh chol nefesh, that you can make food, it's not only for human beings, but also for animals. Can Reb Shimon Oimer, similarly Reb Shimon said like his Rebbe, Lechol Nefesh, Af Nefosho is Behem or Bichlal, the Nefesh of an animal is included also in the Heter of Tzorech or Echol Nefesh that we have on Yom Tov. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Beit So Daf Yud Zayin.